from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob and Jeff, afternoons at 2 on KFH.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, boy, Savage Paul. I mean, Tom doesn't know what he's missing out on. It's just on the party that has become Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays with Paul Savage in for Tommy Caster.
Thank you.
If you need to see the collection, you can go back and watch the show on the 12 News Connected app in the past. You can listen to the show on the Odyssey app. We appreciate it however it is that you take in the show. I know the podcast form. Look, If you're into podcasts, if you're just driving around and you can't listen to us the whole time, Jad puts these up on the Odyssey app. You can podcast the entire show. It's fantastic. I love consuming things that way on your time. All right, Paul, let's talk Royals last night. 6-1 win, third straight against the Guards, tied for first place now. Gotta love baseball, right? You gotta love baseball. If I told you, Paul, that in the first three games of this series, the start two different starting pitchers would leave the games early because of injury. If I told you they would have to lean on the bullpen a tremendous amount in this series, the other start you got wasn't particularly good out of your starter. It had been a bullpen-heavy series, and they would have won all three of the first games. You'd have called me crazy, especially coming in.
Well, of course I would have called you crazy.
Right. But the bullpen last night. So Michael Lorenzen tweaked his hamstring in the game on a defensive play. And in comes Carlos Hernandez, who did a pretty nice job. Pretty nice job. 2 1/3, gave up a run, but he navigated it, inherited some stuff. And then you had the rain delay. And after the rain delay, Paul, you got 5 no-hit innings out of the bullpen. 5. Including 2 of them from James MacArthur, who, again, it's a little dicey, but his stuff is electric. He struck out 4 batters in 2 innings. So I really hope he can find his form a little bit and continue to do that. Long continues to be really good. Schreiber continues to be good. And then Chris Stratton with a big lead came in, and it was good to see him give a clean inning. He's probably not going to factor in into high leverage things the rest of the way, but it's been the bullpen largely, Paul, that has given this team the boost in this series. And coming into the series, we were largely concerned about that particular group, but because of some flexibility on the roster, because of a doubleheader and some other things, they've got some reinforcements there. And now we're starting to see some, you know, some positive things. It's all about, do they have enough of them to get them down the stretch? When we get to the postseason, we know it's going to shrink down to 3, maybe 4 guys that the Royals will likely ever use out of their bullpen. And I think they have that many, but they still got to get there because their starting pitching is not been great lately. These are good signs, not especially because it's coming against the Guardians in Cleveland. That part's obvious. So I love it. It was another fun win if you're a Royals fan, and they're doing it in ways that we haven't really seen them do it this year.
Didn't see it coming, though. I didn't see 75 and 58. I'm looking at the box score right now as we speak. Kansas City Royals 75 and 58. Cleveland Guardians 75 and 58. It's almost like it's magic. You know, it was just 2 weeks ago. It was just, well, in fact, it was last week we talked about, well, you know, we got to keep an eye on the wild card. We're in good shape for the wild card. We, you know, there's an excellent chance. And now we're talking about winning the division. I mean, this is just what an amazing amount of baseball that is still left to be played. And there's a lot. And in the world of baseball, this is a lot of baseball. You know, still a whole month to go. We'll see what happens. But, man, wouldn't that be something if I mean, would you have ever predicted, if we'd have been talking this time 1 week ago, that coming out of this particular series with Cleveland, that the Royals could be leading the division? I think if you would have said that to me on air, I would have had to say, are you nuts?
A week ago, maybe. But you needed some help from Cleveland, yeah. And they're getting it. You know, they're getting that help from Cleveland. Minnesota is falling back. Paul, right now, the Royals are 2.5 games clear of the Twins, mm-hmm. which is handy. They're 4 games clear of Boston. Don't look now, but Detroit is actually on fire. They've won 5 in a row. They're above 500. They have become very much a player. Tampa won't go away. They're 6 games back in Seattle. Continues to let their fans down. They're 5.5. But the reality is the Royals are now. So you want to, of course, be ahead of Cleveland. But it's all the positioning matters. This year in baseball, it's never been this tight top to bottom. There's not going to be a 100-win team. Like it's been very, you know, spread out this year. The Royals are just 2 games clear of that top wild card spot. They're just 2 games back there. So the number of paths opening for the Royals to reach the postseason is growing a great deal, right? Whether it's by winning the division, whether it's by being the last wild card spot, the second wild card spot. And now through this, the first wild card spot is coming back into play just like the division is. So that's what you like to see with all of this is that there for a little while, you know, within the last even month, it was like, okay, they've got to just be able to get that last wild card spot. That's the goal. That's the focus. But now you've opened it up to, you can get any of the 3 wild card spots, or you can win the division. So it basically went from 1 spot we thought might be available to now 4. And as they continue this tough part of the schedule, that is what you want to see out of this team. Now we're cooking to get this team into the postseason. Now we can begin to think again about what a postseason roster might look like and all of these things. And, you know, the offense continues to be ahead of the starting pitching at the moment, as the starting pitching has bailed out this entire team for much of the year. So it's just, look, they won 3 games against Cleveland. There's not much negative we're going to say when that happens. The concern certainly is that Cole Reagans and Michael Lorenzen have both left their starts due to injury in those 3 games. And that becomes a massive concern as you make your way through. But we'll see if either of those guys needs any time on the IL. So far, they don't. But, you know, time will tell. They've got a little depth there. They'll be okay. They just got to get to the postseason healthy.
Well, and it's a fascinating thing to watch because I just didn't see this coming. You didn't. I don't think you saw this coming, but it sure is fun to watch.
When? I mean, I saw it. I've been on the train since about May 1st, but the offseason, it would certainly be a best case scenario.
It sure would. And that's the beautiful thing about baseball. By the way, you know, what's the best team? What's the best team in the American? Do you like the Yankees or the Orioles?
As the best team?
Yeah, best team.
Somebody asked me yesterday what I thought a World Series would be. I really haven't thought about that. I joked with them. I was like, "Oh, Royals and Brewers in the least watched World Series of all time." Because they said their answer was Yankees Dodgers in the most watched World Series. I was like, "Well, how about Royals Brewers? Give me that." Like, because I don't care about those major market teams or whatever. I don't know who I like out of the American League. I would tell you this. I don't like anybody definitively more than the Royals. And that's what's exciting to me. I think, and I've said this before, if the starting pitching is close to what it was early in the year, top to bottom, I think the Royals have the most complete roster.
Well, why not?
They have the most dangerous middle of the lineup. Right. They have the deepest starting rotation. And it looks like with Urcig now, they've got a plenty good back of the bullpen. Right. So, I mean, there's not anybody I'm looking at and saying, oh, yeah, I mean, there's probably, you know, on paper better lineups, but the production, the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
They've been as productive as anyone.
Yeah, if you haven't checked the standings lately, if you're listening to this show Listen, the Royals are three games behind the New York Yankees, who's leading the Eastern Division. You know, with that killer three-man beginning. I mean, you know, you got Soto, you got Judge, you got. I mean, it's just an amazing lineup. Three games back, three back.
Yeah, and the Jacob, Royals have a back. More productive middle of the lineup. That's okay. Right. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little KU football here. Shreya Zlatas, our KU insider, back on the program. First time for the new athletic season. We're very excited about that. Shreya will join us on our video stream. If you're watching us on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, or X, you'll hear him right here on KFH next. KU talk coming your way on Sports Daily right after this. The Chiefs are 1 week and 1 day away from playing the Baltimore Ravens.
All right.
I think if you missed the conversation in the early hours, a couple of things. They kept seven wide receivers. Kadarius Toney is not one of them. That was the most headline grabbing of things. I don't know if Juju Smith-Schuster took his spot directly. I had surmised it was less about that for Juju and more about the Chiefs just making the decision if they wanted Tony's, I don't know, gadget ability to be a part of the team. And clearly they do not, and they're ready to move on, and that's just fine. But they do keep seven receivers, which feels a little interesting considering they traded for Juju. I thought when they had Juju, they may only go with six, because really, Paul, what you've got is you've got your three projected starters when Hollywood's back in Rashee Rice, the rookie first rounder, Xavier Worthy, who's had a really nice camp and preseason, and then Hollywood Brown. And then you've got Justin Watson essentially to back all of those players up. They go and they add Juju, who could back some of those players up, but certainly give you the experience. And then it was like, okay, what do they do? Do they keep Tony? Do they keep Mecole Hardman? Well, they're keeping Hardman, but they also keep Sky Moore. I don't know if that tells us they just don't want to give up on Sky Moore yet. I don't know if they think he's a valuable part of the special teams. I think the special teams equation, Paul, when we see, you know, maybe like Lucas Niang go and some of these other guys carry maybe an extra player, do you think if you're the Chiefs, I mean, you've been a part of these meetings, if you're the Chiefs and you've got tough decisions, are special teams a bigger part of those decisions now than ever before with the new kickoff rules where you're just trying to make special teams a weapon again?
I'm thinking that it is, because now you're starting to see some of these kickoffs returned and a set of different rules where, you know, you've got a field of football and it's not automatically just, you know, running down there and running through the end zone. So yeah, you're exactly right. There is now the possibility to turning, you know, a good return man into an offensive
not
weapon.
Not even just a return man too either, right? You've got to defend the kickoff.
That's right.
Is one part of it. And just good, you know, we've seen special teams players be impactful over the years.
Right.
It seems like there's a bigger opportunity for those guys to be on the roster, maybe rather than carry a ninth. Let's use the Chiefs as an example here, because they have, they ended up keeping 10 offensive linemen. So maybe instead of keeping 11 offensive linemen, right, you keep 10 and you add one other player somewhere else that you feel like could be a difference maker on special teams specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't help you with anything else, maybe, but it has become this third unit. The other thing I wonder when I see this 53-man roster, all these things, I wonder with these changes, let's say the league falls in absolute love with the new kickoff rules, which I think is a decent possibility.
I do.
What if you expand the regular season to 18 games, which seems like it's a matter of when and not if.
It will. That's right.
I would guess that we see rosters expanded beyond 53 players relatively soon, because now you've got two things happening. You've got potentially another game to account for. And if you're going to make special teams this big of an emphasis, which clearly they are, allow teams to have, you know, special team specific guys. Like, you know, you spend your entire year preparing. You know, you've got offense, you've got defense, and you have a true special teams mm-hmm. where you have specialists who that's what they, you know, train and get ready to do is to make that unit a weapon for a team.
Well,
I would bet we see that number grow in the next two or three
years. Well, Maybe. I'm not quite sure that that would be the case, partly because, you know, special teams is traditionally in the NFL in particular has been one of those things with guys that run. In other words, you know, if you're an offensive back, if you're a defensive back, if you're a fairly well-running linebacker, you fill rosters with position players. I mean, if what you're saying is that there's going to be a man or an individual that makes a NFL roster because he's a great cover guy, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that'll be. He's going to be able to play. He will be instrumental in what position that he plays. And there's so many guys out there that are really good football players by a position, but can also, you know, run and cover.
But couldn't special teams be a position? I guess that's the crux of the matter. No. Like outside of just return man.
No, I don't think.
You know, well, the Patriots did it with Slater all those years, and he was a weapon for them. Well, on that, you know, in those, it was Bill Bates. You remember Bill Bates for the Cowboys?
Gosh, yes, he made, but he was a guy that, you know, tracked people down. I mean, he was one of those guys.
But he was a special teams whiz. Like, that's also, he was a weapon for them.
But he was also a good. I think wasn't he a safety? I believe he was a.
I don't know. He never played.
Well, that's not exactly true. But I mean, he was a good football player.
He was a great football player, just great on special teams.
Well, but that's right. But I mean, the point is that he does have ability to play other positions. I don't know that football will ever get to that point. I don't think they'll ever have the luxury. I don't think the NFL owners would ever say to themselves, well, let's go ahead and add four or five guys to a roster, and let's go ahead and all they have to do is cover punts and cover kickoffs, or block for punts and block for kickoffs, or that kind of thing. The only true specialty people are going to be punters and
really
kickers.
Really long time for the Cowboys after 1988. And he had a great 1988. He had 124 tackles. He had 50 tackles one time and never sniffed it after that. Like, he was a special teams guy for, I don't know, it felt like a decade for the Cowboys. And it was a valuable part of what made mm-hmm. them really good. Mm-hmm. It will take loving the new kickoff for something like that to happen or not, or teams just decide they want to prioritize that and they don't want to carry extra.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Extra players who may not be able to help them on special teams. Because if you make, I mean, Paul, field position's everything in football, right?
It is.
If you can bring in a couple of whizzes to help you, we gain 30 yards of field position in a positive manner on either side throughout every game, like that could make a big impact. I don't know. The Chiefs will be the team that tries it. And I'll tell you that. Like, they emphasize special teams. Clearly they have. Mm-hmm. I just won't be surprised if a guy like Sky Moore doesn't ever really see the field as a part of an offensive package.
Yeah.
And is a special teams guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're setting up, basically, you know what you're going to see more than anything, if a team's given up 30 yards of kickoffs or whatever the case might be, you're going to see a new special teams coach. That's what you're going to see. You're not going to see necessarily new players. You're going to see another guy who can get these guys motivated, give these guys the technique they want. And there is technique, believe it. There's technique running down and you know, taking on blockers. There's a lot of technique in it, and you're going to get a new special teams coach. If the scenario you're talking about, teams giving up 20, 30 yards on kickoff more than somebody else, they're going to have a new, over the course of a game.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah, they're going to have a new specials team coach. That's what's going to happen. I'm just not sure that we're going to ever see because of injuries. It's such a big part of the game of football. Injuries, nicks, you know, those kind of things, whether they're season ending or whether maybe you just need to get ice on it, it's still such a big part of the game. That's all I'm saying, Jacob, is that I don't think there'll ever
be a rabbit hole. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole that we went down. But there were a few things that made me wonder about it. They're going to carry four tight ends. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that one of those four guys is going to be a special team.
Maybe two
specialist.
Of them. Yeah, maybe right. So.
I also wonder, speaking of tight ends, because they make the trade for Peyton Hendershot, kind of surprised people because they drafted the young tight end, Jared Wiley, who by all accounts, they're pretty excited about. Noah Gray's the experience. And then, of course, you have Kelsey, no Blake Bell this year. They're carrying four, though. Is that in any way an indicator? And I'm not speculating this. I would, in fact, say it's probably not, but it might be. Any chance that's, an indication they plan to give Travis Kelce a little more time off within games? I know people are – here's why I asked this question. I know people are getting ready for fantasy football drafts. Are they going to pull back on Kelce's role just a little bit to preserve him in his advanced age now to get him into the postseason and healthy by then? I think there is a chance of it. I'm not sure I would say that I believe it because we've never seen it before with Travis Kelce, but he has said a lot of things this offseason about how he needs to do it better, how he feels it a little more. Now he needs to, preserving his body is becoming a bigger part of what he needs to do where, forever he's just kind of been Mr. Football. Get out there. You better not take me off the field ever. We remember the arguments and things on the sidelines.
Yes, we do.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does not play as many snaps throughout the regular season as he normally might. Obviously not going to be in a passing situation, but if it's, if you're going to run the ball and you're going to run the ball, maybe Kelce gets a snap off, and you don't want to give any tells to the defense, obviously, but carrying four, look, the Chiefs have carried four in the past. It's not surprising that they're carrying four tight ends. It's a little surprising to me, though, when they drafted the rookie they like and they had Noah Gray with the experience, that they went out and traded for another tight end. Clearly, it was a goal to have four tight ends. They cut Irv Smith. I think that there's a pretty good chance Kelce gets a little more time off throughout the regular season than he normally would.
Well, sure. There comes that point. I mean, he is now over 30, and there comes that point where your body, it takes a beating, and in his position, I mean, he's taken his share of shots, hadn't he? So that's easily said, and I think you might be on to something. I hadn't really looked at the fact that four tight ends mean that, means that they're going to start relieving him, or they're going to pick their series and that kind of thing. That's an interesting thing. My question is, do you need four tight ends? I don't know if you need four because, it's just hard to say, but it might be best athlete available too. I mean, that might be an athlete that they want on their team. Peyton Hendershot might be that one guy. I don't know. But you're right. You have an all-star in Travis Kelce, and maybe you're going to try to make him last. You're not going to wear him down. It's a long, long NFL football season, and it's only going to get longer. It may get longer before Kelce retires. It may be 18 games. I'm not going to be shocked if it turns out to be 20 at some point 10 years from now. I don't. Huh?
It's not going to be 20.
Did you ever think it would be 18? Did you ever really think it would be 18?
Sure. I've always thought they might cut the preseason and add regular season games instead. Absolutely.
Well, they could cut some preseasons right now and still get to 20 playing the same amount of games.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Look, if you want the Chiefs roster, it's out there. We're not going to dig into the ninth string offensive lineman with you here. I'd be talking out of my rear end if I tried to do that.
Yes.
But Lucas Niang not making the team was a bit of a surprise to me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.